It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business.
It's time for the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank, here on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. Today, what happens when businesses come together, competing businesses come together to deal with something that's happening in the community? That's what's the topic on display today, the Download on Chicago Business says. This is, I love this story because, you know, when you think of hospitals, you don't necessarily think of them as being businesses, but they are. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what they are. And three hospitals on the west side of Chicago have come together. And after a year-long process of trying to identify what are some of the issues that are plaguing their communities, they have come together as one in a new company or a new initiative called the Westside United, which is really to address the death gap. We talked about life expectancy in the beginning of the show, where it's on the decline in the United States overall, which is very concerning to many scientists and researchers. But in Chicago, particularly in some neighborhoods like West Garfield Park, the life expectancy is 7-8 years lower, to under 69 years old. And that's something that has to be addressed, and it looks like it's being addressed through these companies on the West Side. Aisha Jaco is the Senior Program Director for West Side United. She joins us now. Aisha, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So did I get that right? Tell us about how West Side United came about.
So Westside United is a collaborative effort of actually six health institutions that includes Lurie Children's Hospital, Cook County Health, UI Health, Rush, Sinai Health System, and Presence Health. And it was spanned out of mission change for Rush University, who wanted to be more mindful about looking at health inequities in their surrounding communities. And so, as you mentioned, over the last actually 18 months, there has been a spinoff of this initiative of looking specifically at the life expectancy gap between the Loop, which is 85, and 10 West Side communities, where the lowest is 69 in West Garfield Park.
Go ahead, sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying that they have come together to look at how they can address this by pulling together their internal resources, scaling up existing efforts, and then filling in gaps to look at how we better serve communities that are right in the backyard of these hospitals.
And that's what I want to get to, because when you think about, you know, having to address the needs of the community, but not just communities, patients, and your business, it's important to understand what the consumer needs and to understand what some of these underlying issues are, health concerns in your neighborhood. It has to help these hospitals understand how to deal with those symptoms.
Exactly. And in understanding that, there was an internal process of each institution looking at what they brought to the table and how we could scale up, but also going into the community after realizing the disparity and the gap, then going to our target communities to talk with people on the ground to see what resonated with them and what their needs were. So we conducted a series of 21 listening sessions with close to 500 community members. And from that, we found out that people want basic things. They want safe neighborhoods. They want jobs. They want equitable education. They want meaningful things for young people to do in our communities, which represent 520,000 people. Mm-hmm. That's larger than the size of Atlanta, Miami, Oakland, all on the west side of Chicago.
It's crazy, Aisha, the disparity of the death gap. And we're talking like an 8-mile radius. This isn't like this is, you know, down south or something. Is there a component that the insured versus the uninsured with relation to the death gap?
Well, when we look at it, we're addressing the social determinants of health. So beyond having access to health and health care, we understand that economic vitality is a piece of that. So local hiring, we are looking at the neighborhood and physical environment, safety factors, if there's access to healthy food, and then we're looking at education. So access to health and healthcare is something that we're looking at in devising a community health strategy that the institutions can implement and focus on two key areas that will allow us to address the death gap in our period. So we're looking to decrease this 16-year gap by 50% by 2030. Okay. So that's a hairy, audacious goal that we have, but we understand that it has to be a multi-pronged approach. So one of the things we heard from the community was we need more community health workers. We know that the entry point for a lot of our vulnerable populations lie in the difference in cultural competency, people not feeling comfortable with coming into health institutions. So we heard back from the community saying we want more community health workers. Most of our residents will interface with a community health worker before they do a doctor. Mm-hmm. So in building that bridge, we can increase access. So we're looking at strategies like that. Yeah. We released an RFP for $125,000 that will go to a community organization in Little Village in Lasse, where their goal is to hire an additional 8 to 10 community health workers and provide access to health care for 1,500 residents. So that's something that we heard from the community. We're making good on our promise by delivering that and just being more granular and intentional about the capacity of our institutions and the needs of the community directly.
Now, Aisha, I can understand and as well articulated here just about the idea of access, and we just talked about that. But when you say that you know, the West, people in the community in the West Side have disproportionate rates of chronic disease, diabetes, asthma, hypertension, heart failure. Are you working in West Side United to find out why that is, why you're getting disproportionate asthma or disproportionate people with diabetes as opposed to people who might live in the Loop?
Yes, we are. And so we are currently across our 10 initiatives, across the four pillars that I just mentioned, a community health strategy is currently being devised where we are working with our institutions, and the Sinai Urban Health Institute is leading the charge along with the UIC School of Public Policy and representatives from Rush University to figure out how we zero in on one or two of those issues first and foremost, and then how we develop a comprehensive strategy that will give us outcomes and data by 2030 and decreasing the life expectancy gap by looking at, as you mentioned, childhood asthma. Is it a maternal health approach that we should be looking at? Is it hypertension related to stroke and heart disease? So we're in the beginning stages of landing on how we're going to address that issue, but we are looking at that very closely based on data from the Chicago Health Atlas, internal numbers that have been collected across institutions, so that we really hone in on what issues we should be addressing and across what community.
Aisha Jaco is a senior program director for Westside United, and we look forward to your process and getting to your goal in 2030, and we look forward to checking back in with you. Aisha, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. That's a very interesting, and as you said, Mary, I mean, an 8-mile radius. We're not talking about a community no one access. This is something that is doorsteps from where people live.
It's a continued issue that's highlighted not only with this health, but there's a diet and lifestyle access to everything.
Environmental issues, yeah.
Right. And safety is, you know, it's yeah. just, it's crazy that, and it, you know, health care is a, if you don't grow up in a household where healthcare is a priority or an availability, you don't learn to take care of, you know, you yeah. don't learn to go to the doctor. And when you're a young person and you get pregnant, if you never went to the doctor as a kid, you don't, you know, your care and things, you're not in the habits yeah. of that. That takes some, you know, you have to build that. That doesn't just, you can't just have the healthcare workers. Then you have to teach the people how to use it, you know.
And essentially have six different health, you know, hospital systems and medical companies coming together to form one initiative to address this.
Good for them for recognizing yeah. the need, yeah.